So I'm going to take the excuse of being absent for a minute to talk about something that is very, very sensitive. A conversation that I think that most Nigerians are scared to address or don't even know that is an underlying problem. I want to talk about how there is a grave possibility that a parent somewhere in this world, an African parent somehow, has projected intense and humongous trauma on their kid, and everybody thinks that it is discipline. In Nigeria, I'm not even seeing this from an Oyibo standpoint. I'm not even doing that. So this is not even a conversation of on one sport kid. Please know that I have an amazing relationship with my parents, right? But I want to talk about how most times it's almost as though the African way, the black way to raise a child, in a way, the system is rigged to acknowledge certain things that it would be insensitive not to acknowledge, but then it dumps a humongous load on some people. I would explain. It's going to be very insensitive for you as a kid or as a human being not to acknowledge that sometimes your parents need rest and they need to step away from all of the work that they do as parents, and then you step in to help. But then it's also not addressing the fact that sometimes these responsibilities can be too much for the child to bear, that it robs the child of the child's childhood. You see parents do things like, oh, let's not even talk about the way that they beat us. I mean, so, not see, no offense, right? My mom used to beat me with anything that was, like, within range, anything that she could reach out on, because I was that kid, right? So I knew that. I was a sweet kid growing up. I wasn't a stubborn child growing up. I wasn't. I was a sweet kid growing up, right? But then I had my days, right? There were days that, I mean, see, I've always been a very chill child. Like, I just really want to just, you know, just life and enjoy, right? But being the first of five girls, it was impossible for you to just sit there and chop life and not wash plates and just eat and not have certain responsibilities. It was not even possible, right? But then this was the kind of person that I was. It didn't matter the kind of training that was put in place, right? Then the truth is, most African parents do, I mean, we have these conversations and we laugh about how African parents don't say that they are sorry. But that can go a long way into healing you. I just ran across one post of one girl crying about how her mom fucked up her life. And she was talking about how, she used to bathe her siblings and she had to feed them. And she had to... And somebody legit said, I don't know, are those not the things you are supposed to do for your sibling? You're supposed to, quite all right. Nobody's disputing that. But until you grow up and you realize that in every relationship in the world that you find yourself, you are always projecting yourself to be in the point or to be in the corner of the person who gives. And then all of us know that in this generation, if you find yourself in the corner where you are the giver and then the carer, people are going to use the fuck out of you. It begins to project a particular type of trauma where you feel like you cannot even trust anybody with anything. You become very paranoid. You hope to hold the center and you just have, there's just so much going on because you have been trained in a way that doesn't allow you to fucking sit down. Allow somebody love you. Calm the fuck down. It's like it almost takes away the belief system that you can be taken care of. That is fucking huge trauma. But nobody is saying it. It's like, it's almost a flex. People are even beginning to identify with poverty. Like, using the word trenches is now a thing that should be, it should be in a conversation. Like, this thing, they mourn me. And then you have a kid as at 10 years old, they are baiting their siblings, they are taking them to school, they are feeding them. See, if it's a child that enters secondary, I'll be nursery school at exactly 1 year. By 10 years old, you are supposed to be in primary six. In primary six, now, let's not even talk about how African parents have a thing for giving birth to from 4 to 7 children, right? Let's say you have the average of 5 siblings, right? Or maybe you are in a family of 5. You are 10 years old, you are baiting 5 people, you are waking up, you're not even getting good sleep, you are coming back, you're supposed to look at your siblings for homework, you're supposed to figure out what they are going to eat. It doesn't even allow you time to be a child. You see firstborns in Africa walking the surface of the earth, and most of them did not have a childhood. And basically what it does is that it just traps the child inside of you. That child is till the end of your life constantly yearning to be heard, always wants to work. We're not even identifying that there's a problem with the system. There's a problem with the system. This system somehow doesn't allow people to identify and understand and recognize that they might be inflicting some sort of emotional pain on some other people. If we are going to be honest, most times these children are too young and too small to be able to handle the kind of things that they handle. But because we have been put in a system where we don't even have a say, it's almost as though you cannot even threaten. They're not even born you where to complain that you don't want to wash plates. Or I'm not intending to sound spoiled, but then I'm saying that there's a problem with the system that makes the system to derive joy, full pleasure, complete recognition in not admitting the problems of others or the pains of other people. This is good. This has been going on for a very long time. But what says that? What is the possibility that the way an African person, the way a black person is, the way we are active, the way we are vocal, what says that we cannot be a different set of people if we didn't have traumatized people raising traumatized people who eventually give birth to people that they are constantly traumatizing? What is the possibility that we can be a different people if our parenting system wasn't like this? Apparently it is a thing. If we're not born and raised the way we are currently born and raised, then obviously we are going to be different people. Right. But the question is, if there is something that recognizes that there's something in this system that might be hurting people, there's a line that is not being acknowledged, and if we fix this, the question is, if we fix this line, if we are able to definitely define these boundaries, what is the possibility that we are moving forward? What if this takes us back? What if this robs us as our heritage as black people? I know that this is going to go down generations. Generations, I'm talking some 4, 5, 6, 7, even maybe 10 generations to fix. But would it get better with people recognizing that they are human beings and when they set up for the activity of being a child owner? Because I think that most people in Nigeria, most people are mothers. Most people are mothers more than they are parents, right? They are the people that gave birth to you more than the people that are guiding you through life. I'm not saying that there's no good parenthood. I think the word is parenthood out there. But are we going to, for any minute, just sit down and recognize that a major quota of the entire African parents demographic has a problem with the system that allows them to run as parents? We have a very serious problem. They don't say sorry when they fuck you up, mind you, but I've seen a lot of people that don't. They don't say sorry when they fuck you up. They don't. Crazy, yeah? But I was talking to a friend of mine, I think about a week ago, and he just casually said, "The truth is that I don't remember a lot from my childhood." And for somebody that had a pictographic memory, it was kind of weird. For somebody that remembered everything to the color of what you wore, to how your hair was, how can you not remember things from your childhood? This is obviously because there is something that is going on and your brain has somehow built up, your brain has built up a cover. It's almost as though your brain is now lying to you. It makes it impossible for you to see that you are a hurt person, you are a traumatized human being walking the face of the earth, and you are going to get married to another traumatized person, and you are going to give birth to another group of people that you are going to be traumatized, and it just keeps running in generations. This is a thing. Like, the cycle doesn't end. And then the problem is that the people that are supposed to look at this and address it are also hurt people. So it's an endless circle of hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people, give birth to people who hurt the people that they've given birth to. Those ones, it just goes on. So the people that are even supposed to address this are hurt. Wow, this is crazy. And very exhausting. I think I want to hear your opinions. What can we do? This is not even a thing of individual. I don't think that this is a thing that individual corrections will clear. This is a conversation that people should have. Do we need to bundle all our parents and put them in one town hall and speak to them and hear what they have to say? Because every single time you see a parent who has traumatized their kid have a conversation, you would always hear them say stuff. There are always two major conversations. It's either, if I didn't do that to you, would you be where you are right now, the kind of person that you are right now? Or they tell you, that's what my mother did to me. And if you go back to that conversation of the grandmother, it's the same thing that the grandmother's mother did to her, and the person before her, and the grandfather's father, and it's just an endless cycle. And because we haven't even recognized that this might be a fault, there might be a default in the system. There's a possibility that the system is running on a goddamn error. It might not even stop. I want to hear your opinions. What do you people think? Do you people think that this is an actual thing? Do you think that this is something that's not associated with a lot of people? Do you think it's individual? How do you think that we should address this? What do you think that the possible solution might be? Please, can nobody send me an email of personal inclusivity or personal recognition of the problem? I'm talking about a mass order, like a group call to action type of conversation. Like, how do you people think that we can genuinely address this? And do you even recognize that this is a conversation?